Well, we are recording affirmative action. We're going to go live right now. Here we go. It's another beautiful day. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. Chuck Gines here documenting the human experience. Just one man in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Really awesome topic today. Let me start preface this out by saying that this is going to be a video that I will probably, well, not probably, I will have to remove it off of YouTube as soon as we are done here today, but I will immediately, I'm recording it right now over here, I will immediately put it over on ChuckGines.com for the members over there so that you can listen to this without the fear of censorship. So the reason why I will have to pull this is that I'm going to bring things into this topic that you don't hear a lot of people speaking about, big elephants in the room. So we're gonna talk about this openly, and I'll just take the video down when we're done. That way I don't receive a channel strike. We're not talking about any kind of hatred or anything like that. It's just there are forbidden things when we get on this topic as far as affirmative action and the schools go. It's really amazing to me that there's a topic that, and I've listened to, I don't know how many people talk about this, but no one is talking about IQ, which is just amazing to me that we wouldn't be discussing that. But there's a lot of different aspects to this, and I think I got a pretty unique perspective here. One of the things, like, normally I would support a private business, their right to discriminate, which you don't hear a lot of today. Don, how are you doing? I love your live topics. Awesome, awesome. Also, if you do find benefit from these, let's have a mutually beneficial exchange. If you could put in $1 into the super chat, it makes my efforts worthwhile here. I love doing this anyway, but because I don't carry water for any particular side, I don't have a lot of subscribers. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just telling you I'm unable to make the monies most people do on YouTube because they knock the money off of my the last three YouTubes I did is limited monetization for some reason. But anyway, you can head over to ChuckGines.com, sign up for the membership over there. There's also membership here for videos that are not available to the public. And you could also kick in a super chat here this morning before we get on the topic. All right, we got quite a few people here. And so let's talk about this affirmative action. I've always been against affirmative action, I think, as probably most people are. It's kind of a reverse discrimination. And there's just a lot to this. You know, a lot of this is the postmodern ideology where diversity is their goal. That is their standard of value. They have this idea that the more diversity that you have, the better the world will be. They have this perspective in direct opposition to the inductive data that we've acquired since we've been men, but that's what they believe, and they think that the diversity is the main thing. What has happened over the years, there's multiple problems here. One, and Victor David Hansen was speaking about this not too long ago, and other people have mentioned this. So what we've seen over time for multiple reasons is a lowering of, first of all, is a lowering of the standards of what it takes to get into the university and even the more prestigious universities such as Harvard. And two things have happened here that actually put the universities in jeopardy in the long run. One, the government has given a blank check and telling them we will back any loans that you give. So the tuition has gone through the roof. If you went to college in the early 70s, you had little problem really paying off your student loan as compared to what they do today. So the other thing that they've done is, in order to allow minorities with lower IQs on average, and we're going to talk about that. I don't know how you couldn't talk about that, but anyway, they lower the standards. So what happens is, of course, the quality of the product isn't as good as it once was. So then what happens is that you lose that prestige, and people who are hiring from those institutions notice the loss of quality, and so then they stop hiring. So many things to this. There's cultural things involved here, and there's also IQ. So there's three racial groups in here. Basically, the way this was set up is Asians were being discriminated against because white people used to own slaves. Basically, that's what has been happening here. Asians are a minority group, and they have suffered a lot of discrimination at the universities when it comes to admissions, and that's why I think it was University of North Carolina and Harvard. So normally, because universities are private places, I would support discrimination, not by the government, but you and I. I know this sounds so foreign, but the Constitution affords us the basic human right freedom of association and affiliation. The Constitution does not prohibit us, or it's not supposed to prohibit us from discrimination. If a Christian baker doesn't want to cook baked cakes for homosexual couples, the government really doesn't have a right to come in there. What does that do? Well, that person is in a free market system. That baker is cutting themselves off of a segment of the marketplace, which then opens up opportunities for somebody else, right? To open up something in the marketplace and allow that to work it out. If you are a hotel owner and you don't like people with curly mustaches, we are afforded the right of freedom of association, just basic liberties of who we do business with and who we hang out with. You shouldn't be forced to have people stay in your hotel who have curly mustaches, and that is allotted. But the government, just like we are free to practice religion, right, that we choose, excuse me, but the government can't make any establishment of religion. But in this case, the universities are so fun. I mean, you don't have the universities basically today without the student loan program and the Pell Grants and all of the governmental funding. So I'm okay with this regulation here, and this is a good ruling because it should be merit-based. But we're going to have a problem here. I've told this story before, but I think it really helps articulate things. So I was at a Black Lives Matter demonstration. It really wasn't Black Lives Matter. It was an offshoot of Black Lives Matter. And I was at one of their demonstrations, and one of the speakers was talking about the discrepancy between the population of black people in America and the percentages of positions held of a prestigious positions, doctors, lawyers, all those types of things. Black people are about 14, I believe 12 to 14% of the U.S. population. But when you get into some of these more prestigious IT, those types of jobs, they're 2 to 4% representation in those deals. And that is true. But we need to ask, well, why is that? Why? And their answer, sole answer, only answer to that question is that white people are evil, basically, and had slavery and oppression and racism and systemic racism that still exists today, and that's their whole thing. And I'm not gonna say that there isn't some legitimacy to that. There's legitimacy to that. I think it's way, way overblown, especially in today's world. And there is something else that is actually more significant a factor, and that is IQ. And then there's cultural things. We'll talk about both of these things. So let's talk about the two racial groups involved here, basically, because we're talking about Asians who are being discriminated by another minority group, primarily blacks and Latinos too, but primarily blacks. Blacks and Latinos were getting preference. All things being equal, they would choose, and sometimes not even equal. Sometimes the testing scores of the Asian students and was above. That this is how far they would go to quote-unquote diversity to allow blacks and Latinos into the university. And this is, of course, unjust for the Asian students. But why is this? Well, there's another factor. So when we look at senators and doctors and lawyers and IT people and professions that require amount of processing, CPU units to do, how many, and I say this all the time, how many Asians with an IQ of 85, let's say, 85 to 95, how many Asians are doctors and lawyers with who have IQs between 85 and 95? How many Irish people, how many Lithuanian people, how many Pakistanis are there that are doctors and lawyers who have an IQ on average between 85 and 95? The answer is zero. There isn't any, because one of the major discriminating factors in today's marketplace in the world is IQ, and this is why Charles Murray is dead on with this. This is why we're seeing a lot of this economic divide. There's other reasons too. But when it comes to IQ, a lot of people are just not, they just don't have the processing unit to do those types of jobs, and it has nothing to do with systemic racism or anything like that. So when we start looking, we notice that Asians, for example, out of the three racial groups of Caucasians, Asians, and black people, Asians on average, it's not an absolute, but on average have a substantially higher IQ than white people even. Asians on average have an IQ, of around 108, where your average white person walking down the street has an IQ of 100. Your average Latino has an IQ of 95. Your average black person, just your average black person walking around has in the United States and in any other multi-ethnical cultures, black people have an IQ of about 85. If we go to sub-Saharan Africa, where there hasn't been so much mixing, it's 75. And if we go to places like the Aborigines, it's like 65 IQ. And what we've learned is Sam Harris, and we've discussed one of the problems with this is that it's mostly genetic. There isn't a Head Start program. There isn't an affirmative action program. There isn't any sort of law, rule, transfer of wealth that's going to raise the IQ any more than it's going to raise their height or change their eye color because it's grounded and rooted. 50 to 80% of IQ is located in the genetic rather than the social fields. Now, there's social things to consider here as well, and I'll tell a story. I wish I would have had a GoPro on and it would have walked through the train cars. Years ago, I was going to New Orleans on the City of New Orleans Amtrak train, and thank you very much, man. Just don't like to hear that about Isn't it amazing? All of this talk, about this decision, and I haven't heard anybody bring up IQ. And how can that be? How can we have an adult conversation about an important issue, about a Supreme Court decision, about our universities and discrepancies at the universities, and we can't talk about IQ? I don't understand it, man. But let's talk about a little bit of the culture things with this story. And like I said, so the car that I won't say what the racial group, well, I will. I'm going to pull this. The car that I was in was probably 80% African Americans, the car that I was in. And it was very loud. A lot of yelling, a lot of loud talking, a lot of movement, throwing things, hitting people, loud music. It was to the point where I decided to go sleep in the club car. It was loud. So I'm walking through the cars, and the next car is also almost exclusively 80 to 90% African American, and the same thing. It's very, very loud. Then the next car, and it was like, seriously, I wish I would have had a video camera. The next car is Asians. And every one of them are sitting there, every one of them, at their laptops, And I thought, wow, what a cultural difference. How these different groups of people are spending their free time was quite different. And so those are cultural things. So it's not all IQ. I'm not suggesting that. Thank you so much for that $10. But this is a very, very important thing. And affirmative action isn't just, and diversity isn't always the best thing. You know, we need a meritocracy. I strongly believe that we need, despite all of these realities of you, we can do both things here. We can be accepting of the realities of human biodiversity. We can be fully conscious and aware of those things, and while at the same time practice a lifestyle and a moral philosophy of judging individual people as their individual selves. This is the difference between collectivism and individualism, right? And racism, back in the day, was when you judged a person, an individual person, exclusively by their racial group. That's what you didn't give them the job because they were black or whatever the kid, they didn't get the promotion or didn't get into the school or any of those things. That's what racism was. Today, in this postmodern world that we're in, the acknowledgement of human biodiversity qualifies you as being a racist today. To merely notice the differences between racial groups, they consider being you're a racist. Now, we know, for example, we have different DNA. We know this today, that the story that we're all just one big happy family originally from Ohio isn't true. I'm being sarcastic there. I'm talking about out of Africa theory. It's not true. Sapiens, human beings, are admixtures, hybrid mixtures of different hominoids. We interbred with different hominoid species and subspecies that has created the different racial groups. And there are biological differences between people. And my point with this is that if we are really truly wanting, like Sam Harris says, a moral landscape, if we're truly wanting the best, most possible good for the most people of human well-being, we're not going to get there by being in denial of fucking reality. You're not being morally good because you say, I don't recognize, I'm colorblind, there are no, we're all one race, like Bill Nye will falsely tell you. I got a podcast on that, Bill Nye, race is a social construct. You know, that whole thing is a moral effort to try to be good and make the world a better place. It's not that a lot of these people are evil with evil intentions, right? They just have really bad philosophy. So if we're going to move forward to have the most justice for the most people, then we have to be able to talk about the human experience and human biodiversity. So we have this problem that if you don't have affirmative action, they are right. If they actually enact this in practice, you're going to see that Asians are going to increase in their acceptance rates pretty significantly at the universities, and you're going to see blacks and Latinos less accepted, especially if they raise the standards again to get the testing where it needs to be, right? They do that, you're going to see that happen. You're going to see those discrepancies happen between the racial groups. Now, a postmodernist is going to come say that there's evil deeds being done here, that there's evil white people, which would be insane because the university, as much as they talk about diversity, it's a monolithic chant when it comes to ideology. All the professors are the same. It's all the same. It's the fucking same all over the place. There ain't no diversity. And if you think these guys are going to discriminate against black people, you're crazy. These are the people who are pro affirmative action, right? But if you let the natural course of things, just naturally, you're going to see this happen. They're going to outnumber white people. You can put us in this. The Asians have, on average, higher IQs than Caucasians. It's not just black people. We're in this, too. And it's a reality. And you're not going to have that type of equality. That's kind of a flatland where they want an equality of outcomes. $10, Lowrider, thank you very much for that. Unfortunately, I don't think I can leave this video up because I think I'll get a channel strike on it for talking about this. You know, some of the other interesting things about how important IQ is, when we look at the percentages of genius, 145, people that have an IQ of 145 or higher, just to try to get your mind around some of the discrepancies here. Oddly enough, Asians don't have a whole lot of geniuses. Their average IQ is higher than Caucasians, but Caucasians have way more geniuses. And when we look at the comparison between, okay, for example, one in every 1,000 European, people of European descent, one in every 1,000 has an IQ of 145 or higher. So to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to be one of these professions, you need about 115 on IQ, right? So even the average Asian 108 isn't really the processing unit required for a doctor or a lawyer, okay? So 145 is genius, and one in every 1,000 European dudes walking around there is packing a CPU unit of 145. That's a hell of a processor, right? One in every 200,000 African Americans. Let me say that again. One in every 200,000 people of African, sub-Saharan African descent have an IQ of 145 or higher. One in 200,000 in comparison to one in every 1,000. So a lot of these discrepancies that we see isn't on racial lines. The white people are not getting these jobs either if they don't have the right IQ. This is how important IQ is, and that's why I'm absolutely horrified and amazed that nobody that I've heard is talking about this in tandem with this recent Supreme Court decision. So you don't make the world a better place by for a lot of reasons. I was reading Michelle Obama posted a little essay that came across my Facebook feed. I didn't read the whole thing, but I did read the beginning. And one of the interesting things that she was talking about there is when she had graduated from the university, she was worried that people would think, and this happens all the time, that she didn't earn that she was just passed along. And that's a legitimate thing because that's true. That happens. Now, I think Michelle Obama, based on her own merits, is smart enough to go to Harvard, and so is Barack Obama. I don't think those people went to university because of affirmative actions. I think or Clarence Thomas. Some people were saying Clarence Thomas just cut the branch he was hanging off of. No, I would say Clarence Thomas, based in a meritocracy, would absolutely have no issues whatsoever getting into the university. And that's the way it should be when it comes to the government and heavily subsidized government private companies like a university. Generally, I would be in support of discrimination here, though. Again, Super Chat is open. Really appreciate it. If you find this information valuable, we have a mutually beneficial exchange. All right, what are people saying here this morning? Good to see you. Maybe one day we'll acknowledge biological science. I'll be dead and gone. Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it? You know, people are going to have to. But now, here's why I get upset about this. My race is being attacked, and that's not why you don't have so many doctors. You know, so that's racism. When you tell a whole, you know, you raise black people and you tell them that the reason we're not as successful is because of these oppressive people over here, it just creates all kinds of tension and hatred, and there's no reason for it. There really isn't. And this is affecting everybody. It's not just the IQ thing doesn't discriminate. IQ don't discriminate, man. You know, white people with low IQs can't get these jobs either. It's just the way that it works. Unfortunately, the universe and the evolutionary process apparently did not get our equality memo because we are not equal. We are different. Very, very different. And Willie Nelson is right. We all share, right? We all share in common things, especially hopes and dreams and smiles are universal. For sure, there's many human things that we share in common, but there are also some tremendous differences, and they play out into the real world. So I think this was a good decision. I've been, someone that meritocracy. And I don't even agree that we live in such a racist society today that these things are needed. I don't agree with that. Sure, there's racists out there, but this is not Jim Crow. This is not 1940 segregated South. This is 2023. And boy, I think we've really, really come a long, long way. To call people racist because they recognize human biodiversity is a step backwards in race relations. It's an absolute step backwards, and that's why I speak about this kind of stuff. What do you guys think about that? Do you think it was a good decision? Do you think it was a bad decision? Are you surprised that nobody's talking about IQ? Is Tim Pool talking about IQ this morning? Probably not. And I don't know how we can't talk about it on a topic like this, because this is what some of the problems are. Now, some of the other things here, again, we're always talking about human beings and money in the room at the same time and how you always have to watch out, right? So, you know, there's financial incentive here to get as many people into these universities so you can get them all in debt. It's almost like a back to serfs, you know? And they bring all these people, give them loans that normally would get a loan out. You know, a private bank would never give these people a loan, right? And push them through and raise the prices so high, lower the testing standards, and they're just producing crap. And a lot of these professions today could be vocational 6-month schools, but they make you go through this whole rigor. Or today, if you want an education, if you just want an education, you don't need to go to the university. There are plenty of books and free, high level, the internet and the smartphones are incredible. I have universities on my phone. You know, so there's financial corruption involved here as well, and wanting to get as many of these people through the door as possible, just so they line their own administrative pockets. So there's a lot of different aspects to this, but I do agree it is unconstitutional. Affirmative action is unconstitutional when it's in the government. Discrimination in the general public is protected in the Constitution. We have the right to associate with who we want to. So I'm talking about the government and then institution like the universities that are so heavily funded by the truck drivers and the waitresses working out there, pickpocketing, stealing their lunch money to fund this big monstrosity. But this problem is bigger than affirmative action, because this is part of this divide that we see economically, because we've lost our industrial base. And now we're into a very technological society, and the big-paying jobs are over there. Manufacturing jobs and a lot of those jobs allowed for people with average IQs to be able to have productive, meaningful, important work and to provide for their families, because I'm not putting a moral baggage on the IQ discrepancies. My grandma Marino, loved her to the death. She was probably a 95-er. Old grandma. She wasn't the sharpest knife in the box. Who cares? She worked at Grass Noodle Company for 50 years like a trooper. You know what I mean? And there was a job for grandma to do. and she liked her job and was able to support herself and love her grandchildren. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be mean here about this, but what is happening in our society, so much of it is around IQ and genetics and race, but nobody will talk about it. And that's scary, because we're not going to get to any solutions. Slackjaw, good morning to you. I appreciate you talking about this. I agree with you, what you are saying. Not sure if this is the derailment from this topic, but I keep going back to your Voices from the Streets interviews. How so? How does that connect? Interesting. Oh, you mean that you just personally you liked them and okay, cool, awesome. And most of those people are black, ain't they? Did you notice that? I mean, people call me a racist, and it's like, man, I have been so cool with black people. Them talking about their IQ. Oh, here's the other thing. Ah, this is funny, too. I've had, if you try to have this conversation in a room of white liberals, they'll want to gouge your fucking eyes out, right? They'll want to take your video off of YouTube. I've had such awesome conversations in Talker's Park, right there in front of the Harold Washington Library, with black people about this topic. And nobody gets offended. You know, it's interesting, too, because when you hear, you'll hear black people that are kind of the victimology stuff, and then you'll hear a lot of other black people say, I don't know, man. A lot of successful brothers today, right? So you got that divide within the black community. You have the ones, the Al Sharpton type, you know, race baiters, victim type people. And then you have a lot of black people that are like, I don't know, I'm doing pretty good. You know? Wasn't anything holding me back except the plantation mindset. You know, we've had black presidents. I mean, there are black senators and black doctors and black lawyers, and we've come a hell of a long way, man, here in this republic with these things. And a lot of this stuff is a step backwards. And affirmative action causes animosity as well. I think the Shaggy and the love-hate relationship video. Oh, yeah. Guy both talked about IQ at some point. I think they talked about their intelligence or something, yeah. Ah, there you go. Addiction doesn't discriminate. You know, IQ doesn't discriminate, and it's a real factor in this. It's a shame that I have to fear taking this video down. I would love to leave it up, but they zap you on it, and I already got one channel strike not too long ago. Thank you guys so much for your support on this kind of stuff, because this is grassroots. You know, a lot of people make pretty good money on YouTube, and I'm not bitching about it. I'm just telling you the consequences for this open type of dialogue is you take a financial hit. So your super chats and your memberships are appreciated much more than most YouTubers, because they're doing pretty good just on their Google and their AdSense revenues and things like that. And I don't. But that doesn't matter. It's the ideas that really are important. Yeah, my mom thought that's a whole other side from the topic. Oh, okay. We can talk about actually, I might do an open topic tonight. Is anybody interested in open topic tonight? Maybe around 4 or 5 o'clock this evening? I think we will talk about the week ahead. Genetics, DNA, not only for IQ, but athleticness. Well, yeah. Where is it? Taboo. Taboo. Now, one of the good channels that used to be on here was Stefan Molyneux. And he actually interviewed the guy that wrote Taboo, Why Blacks Excel at Sports and why We Can't Talk About It. Oh, Sapiens, it's written by a Marxist who doesn't like the data, but he at least is honest that he's not honest about what the implications of it. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, that the different racial groups are made up of different interbreedings of different hominoids. That's what makes the different races. Incredible. But yeah, Don, athletics, different diseases. There's medical things. As a matter of fact, there was the American Medical Association. They've kind of gone woke now, but at one point were kind of issued some kind of statement to quit saying that there's no genetic differences because it was screwing up their funding or something like that, because there are. There's racially specific disease, sickle cell anemia, for example, mostly black people and Mediterranean. And so genetics is very, very real, and we just have to learn to be adults to talk about this stuff. And but that what you will see, what you should see, if they're actually enacting this decision now and actually ending the racial aspect to college admissions, you will see the Asians outperform everybody. What you will see is exactly, this is why IQ data is so accurate. It's incredible. It's really, really telling. And what you will see in line with IQ, you will see the percentages, it'll actually go, what's that one sect of Jews? Because their average IQ is the Nagahami. I can't pronounce it. Oh, thank you so much, man. What do you think will be the long-term effects? Hold on 1 second. The Jews have 115, so you'll see them. Ben Shapiro is that sect of Jews, or that ethnicity of Jews. So you'll see them, you'll see Asians, you'll see Caucasians, you'll see Latinos, and then you'll see blacks. And the reason you will see that is because the discriminating factor there is their CPU unit, IQ. What do you think will be the long-term effects of affirmative action being struck down? Exactly what I just said. You're going to see a divide along IQ. That IQ is going to be correlated and in tandem with the various racial groups. That's exactly what you're going to see. It's what you always see, because that's reality. That's the nature of reality. That's what we're doing here. When we say we're in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful, we are using inductive reasoning to tease apart, to know the nature of our reality so that we can move greater towards greater well-being and happiness. But that's what's going to happen. You're going to see those racial divides. You're going to hear the postmodernists screaming that the reasoning for this is because of white supremacy. That's what they're going to blame it on. You're not going to hear probably anybody else talk about IQ and how it plays into this, which is a shame. I can't believe how many millions of hours, no shit, are on YouTube talking about the decision yesterday. And how long have I been on here? And there's about 36 minutes out of the millions of hours of time spent talking about this. I would imagine my 37 minutes is about the only 37 minutes on YouTube out of millions of hours of conversation about the IQ. And that's why I think I'm worth a super chat. I try to give a unique perspective and twist to this stuff and really appreciate you guys, seriously. So what do you think? I should probably pull this down. They will probably flag me. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and leave it up. And we'll see if that passes muster. I think I'm past my 60 days. You don't want to get two channel strikes within 60 days. And I think I'm past my 60 since my first one. I don't want to lose the channel. I'll lose this channel, my other two channels, all the movies I bought, my email accounts, everything when they zap you. Again, isn't that a shame? Because I think we didn't talk about anything here hateful or anything like that. In fact, my desire is to move towards greater well-being, if you can imagine that. And I'm just wanting to be real. So that's what I think is going to happen with this. They're going to scream that it's white supremacy, but you will see those divides based on IQ, and it'll be along racial, because that's the way evolution went, man. Don't get mad at me, man. I didn't have nothing to do with it. It's just reality. It was like this before I got here. You know, that's what's so funny. People get mad at me personally, and it's like, dude, I didn't have nothing to do with it. Talk to your God, man. I didn't set shit up like this. I would have set it up different, but no one consulted me at the beginning of the cosmos, if there was a big beginning of the cosmos. But seriously, don't get mad at me, man. I didn't have nothing, or people like me. We didn't have anything to do with it. Nothing at all. It's just an observation from reality. And the postmodernists hate it. They can't stand it. They want to kill you. They can't refute you, right? So they want to personally annihilate you and gouge your eyes out, because you talked about reality. You know, like I said, I've had much better conversations with black people in a park than at a coffee house with a bunch of white liberals. Just a more honest, open conversation. And so I think we should be able to have these conversations. We really should. I think it's totally possible. I think a lot of it's the social media world that, you know, you talk about this stuff and most people agree with me. You know what I mean? I very rarely come across someone that's like, I think the last time I was up in Silverton, Colorado, and some guy said, oh, that sounds like racism, you know, and it's like, I don't know why it sounds like racism, man. It's just the way, you know, it's just how things went, you know. What do you think will be the long-term effects? All right, we've gone on 40 minutes here. I'm going to go ahead and try to leave this up. We'll see if it gets flagged or whatever the case may be. But I think it's a good decision. Again, I believe in a meritocracy. That's what this country has been, not just this country, our Greco-Roman enterprise has been about. And this was a good decision. I'm pleased with it, and it's going to be controversial, and look for those things. Again, head over to ChuckGines.com. You can become a member over there. I have recorded this. I'm going to put a copy of it up there as well. There are podcasts that are not on here and not in the members area on my YouTube channel, but there's two different places that if you wish to have a mutually beneficial exchange and support my efforts, you can become a member here, a subscriber, or something like that. On the YouTube, you look for that little deal and you hit that. It's like $4.99 a month. Or you could head over to ChuckGines.com. I have a membership there. It is also $4.99 a month. And I'm in the process of putting a lot of past podcasts and things on there. I think I have 8 or 9 right now. Well, there's a lot of free stuff over there. There's a lot of essays that I've written and other stuff. Where can I read more about IQ? Oh, there's a lot of information on IQ. One of the things... let me see here. This is a really good book. I'll give you a couple of suggestions. This is, look how dirty this is, and I've written all over the cover. This is A Troublesome Inheritance, Genes, Race, and Human History by Nicholas Wade, author of Before the Dawn. That is a pretty good, and what I like about this book is he takes the Aquinian approach. Aquinas always put other people's arguments up first and then addressed them. And he starts this book out with the postmodernist arguments that race isn't real and all those types of very bad arguments. There isn't a race gene, right? Race isn't genetic because there isn't a race gene, and he kind of goes in how, yeah, no, there's not, but the alleles, and he goes in and describes all that. So what I like about that is he takes all of the postmodern arguments that we hear, and he disassembles them very eloquently in the beginning of the book. So that's A Troublesome Inheritance, Genes, Race, and Human History, Nicholas Wade. I'm going to show you a rare book here. I don't know if this is even in print. And again, you can. The thing to do is to go look at these guys are on YouTube, debating their books, all that kind of stuff. This one might get my YouTube video pulled. We'll see. This is an older one, but very good. It's by J. Philip Rushton. He's now since deceased. Race, Evolution, and Behavior: A Life History Perspective. Again, this might be out of print. You might be able to get it used. A lot of data in there, very politically incorrect. And again, there's a debate between Rushton and this Asian professor on YouTube. Go and watch it and look at how, again, this is how, who's telling the truth? What is the Asian guy's arguments against Rushton? You're bad. You're morally bad. You shouldn't be allowed to even talk about this. How do you get funding? It's like, dude. The guy just cited a bunch of fucking research, man. Would you address that and quit attacking this man? That's all they do. You're bad. You're bad. Go watch it. It's a great deal. And Rushton just holds his thing and says, run the experiments, man, and get back to me, man. You know, it is what it is. But that's a good one. The Biology of Desire. That's a good one. The Blank Slate by Steve Pinker, that's a good one. It's not The Bell Curve, it's kind of a lengthy, and it's really chapter 16 that deals with a lot of the There's Sam Harris, a lot of his podcasts of Charles Murray. Jordan Peterson has spoke about this. So there's quite a bit of stuff out there. There's a lot of stuff out there, you know, that they want to try to deny that it's real and all that kind of stuff. But it's pretty disingenuous, and you could tease it apart. I would hate to see me lose my channels, too. Would you be interested in doing a biography stream on books to read? Oh, general varied subjects. Yeah, that would be cool. I was thinking maybe I could just walk around on my bookshelves. I thought about that. And just start talking about books. I don't know how long. That would be hours long. Books are great, man. They're pretty awesome. Hey, guys, I got to get going with my day here. I think we will do if I feel up to it, we'll do a live stream tonight. Just an open topic, whatever you guys want to talk about. And I'm going to go ahead and try to leave this up. I don't think I said anything. I can't imagine. But I'll go ahead and put it up on the website, too. I'm not trying to hurt anybody, man. I'm not. I'm just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Long live our meritocracy. Peace out, everybody.